Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bob-a-pedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Michael's back. I hate this song now. Welcome back, son. How are you? Oh my goodness, I can't hear anyone. This is the Mom and Michael Hour, where my son, Michael Battle from Los Angeles, joins me. We've had technical difficulties tonight, Michael, but it's working out. How are you, son?
I am fantastic. You know, that actually wasn't a technical difficulty so much as a difficulty with my thumb, because I couldn't find the mute button, which funny because everyone has now experienced that in their Zoom meetings at work. You know, where someone says, "Oh, what's your opinion on this?" We're all like just silent because we can't find the mute button. But I found it. Here we are. We're doing it.
By the way, I might take a slight bit of credit in that as well, because I was bringing him on when you were introducing him, so he might not have heard it correctly at the right time, because I was taken aback by your reaction to the theme music.
I can't believe I said that. I cannot believe I said I hate that song. Michael, I don't hate that song. No, I just hate that song to open up your hour.
You're sick of it. I am. It's time to find a new song, which I need to do.
I keep asking a dear friend of mine to please send me some songs that would work. Mm-hmm. And
I haven't done that.
You haven't done that. I'm talking about you.
Oh, wow, dear
yeah.
friend.
Yeah. Okay, my dear friend. Come on.
Dear,
Jonathan,
dear
you have some ideas, don't you?
I presented an idea to Michael. And
oh, you did?
He flat out rejected it.
That's not true. Jonathan sent me a very well-crafted email with some strong ideas, and I said, "Oh, let me think about this and review." And I didn't love them, but they were really, really strong ideas. They fit the theme. They fit the whole LA tie-in. Like it was, they were great, great ideas. I just haven't found a better one yet.
Hey, Jonathan, play a little bit of that song I asked you about. I had never heard. I think it was from 1930s. What was the name of that song you played?
What?
Yeah, tonight you played a song I had never heard, and I said, "Where did that come from?"
Oh,
so can you play a little bit?
You're talking about the Kate Nash song?
Uh huh.
That's not from the 1930s. What are you talking about?
I'm just saying.
2007.
Oh, let us listen.
No, we're good.
And her name is Kate Bush.
Kate Nash.
Okay, I'm just messing with you, Jonathan. I'm just messing with you.
I'm listening. Like I think she's messing with them. I think she's giving them a hard time right now.
I am. Yes. Let's continue on.
Yeah, that's all. You just one breath.
Let's just forget that ever happened.
Okay. So, Michael, there's a lot going on out in Los Angeles, and I know, as you have heard, election is happening soon. Are you prepared? Do you know who you're going to be voting for in your primaries?
In California primaries?
Yeah.
Wait. Aren't those when? Oh, right. Because we had the general. So I voted in the first one, which takes it down to two candidates. And to answer your question, yes, of course, it's Karen Bass. I mean, there's no way I'm going to go for, what's his name, Rick Caruso or whomever else. I mean, I think for mayor, it would be a shocker if it wasn't Karen Bass because she's leading. But who knows? At this point, after 2016, I think we're all very open to shockers happening. But to the point, I'm going to go vote and we'll see how it all turns out.
I interviewed her the last, I can't remember what year it was that I interviewed her about the race, and she was absolutely wonderful. I so enjoyed that interview. And I know that LA, California loves her, so I hope it works out for her, that's for sure.
But the other dude got a lot of votes. Now, I say a lot of votes, but turnout for the, I'm forgetting the word for the, it's not prelim, it's not general, what's the word for the earlier election before the main one happened?
Primary.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. In the primary, I think the turnout was like 13%, something crazy. Like no one voted. It was really, really abysmal turnout here in Los Angeles. So she led, but he was right behind her. But I'm not sure if that really signals what it's going to be like in the main election, because that's just, again, the turnout was so low.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, pay attention. Really pay attention. Get as much information as you can. This is what I'm working on now and just trying to get to know the candidates. You know, you see these lawn signs everywhere, and I appreciate people putting lawn signs out, you know, but it tells of your politics and all of that. So, I don't know. I mean, I'm pretty clear on some of the people that I know I want to vote for, but then I'm not clear on some.
It's weird because when you live in a city like Los Angeles, where it's more dense in terms of population, you don't see any lawn signs. You might see a sign in a window or a car, but there just aren't as many single-family homes here as one might find. It's usually these huge apartment buildings, and it really isn't the same kind of real estate to put your feelings out there on a lawn sign. Also, as I always call it, the Blue Bastion, a lot of people are voting the same way. So the surprise here are the people who aren't liberal, who find themselves having to be, you know, 10 times as loud to make a point. And it's the stickers all over the place and the this and the that and the hats and the clothing. And they really make sure to scream it as loud as they can because they're in an area where most people aren't voting the way that they are. But it's not really a lawn sign kind of city. It's more,
right.
You know, what you talk to your friends, you read articles, you research the who's running for what positions. And it's more just about how it turns out in the end, you know?
Yeah, when I was living out there, you and I don't remember seeing any lawn signs.
Exactly.
Nowhere. I don't even think in Beverly Hills. I don't remember seeing any. So there you go.
You just don't see them. If you drive way out to the burbs where there's more homes and families and whatnot, yes, you'll probably see some there. But in LA proper, there's just too many people and apartments here for that really to be a widespread thing, I feel like.
Yeah. So, Michael, what are you eating these days? I'm just curious to know, because you guys were eating pizza today. I was like, Michael's eating pizza?
Mm-mm. Nope. This is a soul food setup.
Oh, come on.
You know what gave you away? It was
what?
A complete and utter lack of a transition. That's what it was. We went from lawn signs, populous city centers, opinions, and it was, what are you eating? No. I caught this one.
He's on to us, Geraldine. He's on to us.
Jonathan, what happened? I mean, as soon as I said, what are you eating these days? It should have gone right into it. What happened?
I believe this is kind of a type of, and again, this is going to be real flip, and I apologize to people that really suffer from this, but PTSD. From earlier times when you have brought up food, and it's gone right into the song. Michael now has tics that he's trying to. He has emotional and physical tics that you know,
he
like
does not.
Like
he
the
does
eyebrow
not,
is twitching, and all that stuff. He has tics.
Mm-hmm. I've learned my lesson.
What do you think you have? Come on. Okay, you have learned your lesson, Michael. Oh, but here's the thing. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Okay, I had it just perfect. I said to Jonathan, okay, when I talk about food, I want you to come right in with soul food. So it would have sounded like, what are you eating these days? Soul food.
Mm-hmm.
It is so good. I mean, I had it ready, man.
But wait, so the whole joke is that you have to get me to start talking about food. And I start talking about food, and then you transition to, well, that sounds like, and then you play soul food. Because that was the whole thing, is that you have a special way of asking me questions that get me talking about something that I had no intention of talking about. And like you, I'm a talker, and I'll just keep going. And I go down this tunnel, and it usually takes me a few beats to figure out that I am being duped, and that the conversation is not going to a point, and it's going to the soul food song, but it was the transition. That's what it was. Because it's usually like we're talking about a thing, and then you're saying, well, you know, I heard that in those cultures, this Y, X, Y, and Z, or I tried this one dish in that country, and then we go, that, you know, it's usually, but there was no segue. That was
no
the giveaway.
Segue.
But
good
thank
Lord.
You. I was
okay. Well, I do have the right to ask you this question. Last time you guys went to, what is the name of that Italian restaurant that we love? Grappa.
Cicconi's.
Cicconi's, right. So did you have grappa again, or are you staying away from it?
No. I stick to bourbons. That was your thing. But that sure was funny, though. I think the reason why it affected you so much is because you are allergic to it.
I'm not allergic to grappa.
I'm guessing you are if you had that kind of reaction to a little tiny bit of grappa at the restaurant.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't know where my feet went.
Exactly. All right, I'll fine. Fine.
By the way, everyone, if you don't know, Michael really cannot stand this song, and I happen to really enjoy it because it talks about cornbread and cornbread and beans and greens and so much, you know, of the soul food that so many households
I would like to chime in and say this was not our best effort. This was
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
We've had so many other better efforts that were so natural in nature.
Hold on, everybody.
You have a soul food story?
I do.
Really? Well, let's hear it.
And see, we wasted the song before he got to the story.
Before I got to the story, I forgot about it. This weekend, I went to a restaurant that shan't be named. I'm not trying to call them out like this. And they had added to their menu a special dish, which came out right around Juneteenth, and it's my first time going there to try this dish. And there were two dishes, actually. One of them was fried chicken and mac and cheese and watermelon, and the other dish was ribs and mac and cheese, and I think also watermelon. And I said, okay, this is your, you know, oh, it's a special dish. They didn't say Juneteenth, but we knew what they were trying to do was, you know, fried chicken and watermelon. So I thought I would order it, and I said, you know what, okay, fine. Maybe it's really good. I'm not going to be mad about this. I'm going to order it. When I tell you I was mad, I was mad. And there was only one black woman who worked in the restaurant, and she knew me. And I said, oh, when you have a second, can you please come over? I have a question. She goes, yes. And she came over. I just pointed at the dish and looked at her. She looked back and went, And she knew exactly what I meant. And we had a whole, like, visual conversation and then verbal conversation about how did you mess this up? How did you make flavorless fried chicken, flavorless mac and cheese with some dainty watermelon? If you're going to do something that obvious, that obtuse, at least make it good.
It wasn't good?
Oh, no. It had no flavor. It was just insulting that was their Juneteenth dish and produced something so lacking in flavor. I was like, this is doubly insulting. I want to talk to the chef and just be like, you need to fix this.
But wait a minute. You had watermelon?
No, I'm allergic to watermelon, so I didn't have that.
Okay.
I had a little bit of the fried chicken and a little bit of the ribs, and I had some of the mac and cheese, and I had to stop because it was just all terrible. Anyway, people try. They really do. But, you know, I was like, I know people who can teach you how to do this. Let me call. Let me bring my grandmother in. We will fix this together. This could be a team effort. There's nothing Juneteenth about this dish. It is terrible.
Michael, it's Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. Right. I would think at least a quarter of the city could come in and make it better than that.
This is what I'm saying. That's why I had to call over someone who could understand in one look. And she knew exactly, because she had already had the conversation with them and said, there's no excuse. This is one of the biggest cities in the world. We have some of the best food in the world. There are Michelin star restaurants here. There are expert chefs and lay people alike who make incredible food. We have some of the best food trucks, if not the best. Well, I won't say the best, because in Asia there are some incredible food truck streets that are amazing. But we have world-class food trucks. In fact, food trucks in the U.S. really became popular here in California. And you can get all manner of fried chicken, Korean fried chicken, Japanese fried chicken, that are just absolutely incredible. And all of them are far superior to what I experienced in this fancy restaurant that was trying to do a special dish around Juneteenth. So that's my soul food story. It happened. I was mad.
Well, I have to say to you, Michael, I used to make soul food really, I mean, it was really good. And then I went off to college, and then I moved to Minnesota, and the guy I was dating that I ended up marrying, your father, he couldn't handle soul food. His stomach couldn't handle it. So I had to make two meals. Do you remember that? For every city.
Oh, I was reminded of it after I ate those dishes, because I was sick for hours and hours and hours, and I said, well, here's what I get. Not only was it am I ill after eating that food, as my father would be, it wasn't worth it, you know, because it wasn't even good.
Wow, you just said my food was bad.
No, not your food. I'm saying the food I had at the restaurant, the mac and cheese, it made me really sick afterwards, which was like doubly annoying, because normally if I'm going to have it, it's worth it and it's delicious if it's Thanksgiving, Christmas. But the rest of the time I have to eat like you used to cook, because I have his same stomach. And your food was great.
Okay, thank you, honey. But do you remember some of your cousins coming by at the first house, and they would look into the pot, and I'd say, hey, you guys want some? They go, uh-uh.
Yeah, they had no idea what that was.
Because I was making stuff for your father's stomach, too. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. But now I love to cook. But your Aunt Javita, she's so close to Mom's cooking. Oh, my gosh. We're all excited. She can make eggs like Mom. It's
wow.
Just a beautiful thing. It's beautiful. Hey, by the way, I had something called Scottish, hold on, deviled eggs.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Scottish.
What makes them Scottish?
Okay, so it has this kind of a sweet crust around the eggs. It's kind of like they dip it in something and hold it down, and it attaches to the egg. And then the mm-hmm. creaminess, I mean, it's like, it's not like deviled eggs where you put the mustard and stuff and mix it up and then put it back into the egg, right? No, into the shell. You actually, it's the runny, juicy kind of egg, you know, so the yolk is running out. So it's got the sweetness, it's got the saltiness of the yolk, and then it has, you know, some onion and other little things on top of it. You talking about good? Ooh, wee.
Two things. First of all, this is making me hungry. Second of all, I am eternally amused that we're having a genuine conversation about food after a failed attempt to dupe me into playing the soul food song. Because here we are, deep in a food.
It's not my fault. It's not my fault. Jonathan, it's your fault. You were supposed to hit that thing right away.
No, it is not my fault. It is not my fault that your son is smart enough to figure out when he's being set up. It is. This is,
did you say smart enough? You should have just stopped at smart. Thank you.
To be honest, I've worked at this station for a dozen years, and I've worked off and on with you for a dozen years. I am shocked that it's taken this long. He's maybe gotten us two or three times on this. Two or three times he's beaten us to the punch.
That's true. Because I get looped in to the details, and I'm listening, and we're talking about food, and I love food.
I'm going to say this. I'm going to bring up sports. Your mother needs to go back to training camp. She needs to learn how to manipulate and how to massage the conversation so that you are unaware that we're going to play the soul food song.
So, Jonathan, I'm sure you can't hear me, but I just dropped the curtain on you and locked the door. I just need you to understand. I literally am sitting here locking the gate. So, stop.
He's just saying that you should go to law school. That's all. Go to the place. So never mind. It was a bad lawyer joke. They were like, you need to go to training camp to learn how to manipulate, and so people don't know. And I was like, oh, just law school, you mean? But that's not funny anymore because the moment has passed.
Well, the other thing is, I don't want your mother to go to.
Don't say hell. Don't say hell. Okay, because I'm telling you, you're gonna get a box. You're gonna get a shaking box.
I can't
box.
Say that. I got a cousin that's a lawyer. I got a cousin that's a lawyer. I gotta choose my words carefully.
Yes.
Finally.
That's a lesson I learned early, Jonathan. She's my mom. I learned that. Choose your words wisely.
Yes. Amen. Isn't that in the Bible? Oh, man, I'm in
seminary
and I don't know that. Oh, my gosh.
We got to break. We have to break.
Okay, we do. Okay, Jonathan, we're going to listen to Jonathan slam down the whole thing and just, you know, we'll just say, okay, thank you. Okay. We'll be back in a moment.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Welcome back, everyone. It is now 10:29 here at WCCO. By the way, what happened to Izzy Is, or what is the name? Icky Is? What is it, Michael?
Izzy Azalea.
Oh, yeah.
Iggy,
is she still around?
Iggy Azalea.
Iggy.
Oh, yeah.
Izzy. Okay, Iggy. Is she still around?
What happened to her is we forgot about her because I forgot her first name. She disappeared, came back looking very different, and released some new songs that were more of a different genre. I want to say she didn't come back and do much, but I also recognize that there are whole fan groups out there for artists I've never even heard of because I'm not where the kids are. So maybe she came back and she's on TikTok or Spotify and she's huge again, but I haven't heard about it. But from my perspective, she is not nearly as big as she used to be.
Okay, so let's talk movies for a moment. I remember hearing from Andrew.
Before
we have to take a break, don't we?
Well, before we get to that next segment. I believe Iggy Azalea is actually going to be performing at the State Fair this year.
No kidding.
Yes.
Are you for real?
She's going to be at the grandstand with Pitbull the opening Sunday event of the fair.
I think it'll be packed out.
That probably. And she probably has three other hit songs out there that I haven't heard. So, to my point, I clearly am not in the know when it comes to, you know, what these artists are doing, because there's all these new platforms people are engaging with music, and, you know, and even I've been working so much, I haven't been listening to the sources where I hear new songs and new artists, and I this weekend I was trying to kind of go rediscover artists or go research songs that I had tagged on certain apps earlier and go purchase those songs. I love new music and new artists, and obviously I love live music because, you know, I was raised in your household. But it's sad. Like, I want to find more outlets to go discover new talent. And the ones that I do know, I don't know what they're doing anymore, where they're performing, or if they're still popular or not. I have no idea.
It has nothing to do with the platform, Michael. It's that old man sweater you wear. If you get rid of that, things really smooth out for you.
it's the old man sweater, is it?
That's what
it's
it
been
is.
Retired.
Two quick things about Iggy Azalea that, you know, might explain her absence from the scene. She did have a kid. She or a child.
Oh,
she is now a mother.
Hey.
And this is just a bit of trivia. I didn't know this. Her birth name, her real birth name,
yes.
Amethyst Amelia Kelly.
Man, I'm really sad that you told me that.
Amethyst is her first name.
But also, like, Amethyst is just, that could be a one-name artist, you know? Like, right. Beyonce, Madonna, Amethyst. That's a really cool name, I think. It's a great stage name. Speaking of, doesn't the rest of Beyonce's album come out, like, in a few weeks? I'm very excited. Have you heard the main song, the one that came out this month?
We both went silent.
No one's heard this song?
Haven't
heard it?
No, what is it called?
I mean, I want to say You Won't Break My Soul, but that's not the actual name of the song. I have to go see what it's actually called, but that's what it says in the song. You really haven't heard it?
I've heard of the song. I have not heard the song.
Okay, it's called Break My Soul. It just came out.
My gosh, that's what it's called? Break My Soul?
No, but it's the song is about you will not break my soul and all the ways in which we will, you know, live and thrive in our strength against those and the people and groups who are trying to break us. It's like this glorious self-empowerment anthem that I really wish had come out June 1st for Pride, or at least for Juneteenth. It's kind of a hybrid of those things. It's kind of a club pop hit, but still through the lens of Beyonce, but it is just this infectious earworm that everyone is bopping to, but it's so positive and uplifting, and I really hope the rest of the album is just like that, because boy, do we need it. We need a whole album that just says, we can push through this, we can make it through together, you will not break my soul, we're going to keep marching forward in our joy and just try to press through, because the world is insane right now. So I'm hoping the rest of the album is just like that.
You break my soul. That is so disturbing. I'm going to lose some sleep over that.
You won't break my soul. I knew it. You won't break my soul. It's very opposite of what you're saying.
They should say that. They should say you won't. That's critical.
They do. Oh, my Lord. Jonathan.
Okay.
Geraldine, think of the body of the song. Think of the whole song, not just the title.
I'll see it, now. You sure you want to say that to me? You sure you want to say that?
The chorus of the song is, you won't break my soul.
Okay. All right, we have to take a break. Thank God. We'll be back. Welcome back, everyone. It is now 10:39. My goodness, how time is flying. This is the Mom and Michael Hour right here on WCCO Radio. It's the final hour from 7 to 11 p.m., and it is my favorite, period. It is my favorite hour. I get a chance to visit with my son, who is living in Los Angeles and working in Los Angeles as well. You guys are talking about this Beyonce song. I looked up all the lyrics. I did not listen to the song, and wow. Wow, they must not be getting along.
It's fabulous. And I also checked when it came out, and to my earlier point of being behind the times with new songs, because I've been so busy, it actually did come out on Juneteenth. And it is being hailed as the very anthem that I described earlier. I love it. I think the first time I heard it was a friend of mine online, shirtless, dancing in his apartment to this song, sweating out the stress. And I was like, oh, that's what I want to do. So, you know, it was just such a freeing video he posted of just him. It was almost like a praise dance to a pop song. And it very much, as I just, the article I just read, likened it to like the 90s black and queer pop songs you'd hear in clubs, just sort of being free and being yourself and being unbroken by the world, and very much lives in that lineage. And I just love it. And her new album comes out in a couple of days, actually. So I'm just, oh, we need more of that. We need more of these escapes, these sonic releases from all the tensions and that come with our daily life and trying to be adults and follow it all. And it could truly and deeply be too much. So.
Yeah, I agree with that, Michael. And I'm hoping that you're sleeping well and all of that. Hey, let's talk a little bit about gas prices. Here in Minnesota, well, at least in the Twin Cities, the lowest I've seen is $4.45 for regular. And I'm just curious to know what you are seeing in California.
Oh, we're still above $6 here. But again, ours are always higher. It is going down in some places. So at least it's on the right track. I think last time I got a tank of gas, it was $6.40-something last weekend, but then I didn't leave the house all week. So, that's good and bad of working from home is, you know, you work a lot more, but I just haven't left all week long, so didn't have to use that much gas. But a lot of people do. They're driving into work, they're using that gas, they're paying for it. So, as I mentioned, I'm glad that it's going down as it should be.
Here's the thing that I've noticed. My car is not, or the gas in my car is not taking me as far as it used to. And I don't know if you're noticing that with your, when you're traveling, because gas doesn't last as long as it used to in my car for sure. I just have to say that over and over again. And I'm just curious to know if anybody else has experienced that. Jonathan, are you experiencing that?
I also don't think I'm the best person to ask, because most days I'm working from home. And so I'm doing a lot of, if I'm doing trips, I'm doing a lot of short trips just to like the grocery store, to go to a restaurant, get some food.
Soul food.
We're not doing that again.
We're not.
We're trying to force a square peg into a round hole tonight, Gerilyn. This is not happening tonight. It's not working. But in all seriousness, I have days or times where I'll park the car and I may not leave that day, so I might not leave for a couple days. So I'm not commuting like I used to do.
So what
that
about
day,
you, Michael?
That week, I literally did not leave the house. When I left the house yesterday afternoon, it was my first time leaving the house since the previous Sunday.
Wow.
So I'm also not a good example. I'm in this house staring at screens, working. I don't see a lot of humans besides Joey, but thank God he is here. So that said, you might just need to go to the car shop, because we drove to Palm Springs a few weeks ago and it was great. I got great gas mileage. So it could just be a car thing.
It could be a labeled car thing. My car is a 2008. Your car is a what?
2015.
Yeah, see.
It's not that much newer.
Well, it's newer enough. I mean, you have Bluetooth.
That's true. But it's probably that prices are going in the right direction, which is great. That's not the thing I'm worried about right now. I'm worried about the potential recession, the maybe recession that we don't know what's going to happen. And then now layoffs are moving into the tech sector, and it's like, okay, but then... And yet our job market is still insanely high. So it's just this weird dichotomy between people are still out and spending money, but maybe in different ways, but still doing it. Jobs are still out there, and people are still shifting around amongst companies. But what's going to happen? Is our belief that there might be a recession going to drive us into one? I don't know. I'm just trying to figure it out while still being able to go to brunch and have a good time.
Exactly. So here's the thing with me right now. I'm not sleeping as well as I was. You know, it's like all of a sudden I, you know, was tossing and turning. And when I get up in the morning, I look at the covers on my bed and I go, wow, what was I dreaming? what nightmare? It's been like that. And I'm not sleeping well. And I'd say 4 out of 7 days I sleep well. But the other 3 days are just not, you know, agreeing with my need for sleep. It's really quite strange. So I don't know, what do you take for something like that?
California. You just come to L.A. for a week, and you relax, and you go to the ocean. You have some of this glorious heat and weather we have here. It's a little dusty. It's not quite the same, but we'll go to brunch. We'll have a good time. You'll have some grappa, and that'll just, you'll sleep like a baby. We'll go to Chaconi's, get that grappa. You'll be good to go.
Michael, I'll be sitting in that same chair after having grappa. I'll be there for a week. Nobody can take me out of the seat. Nobody can send me to the hospital. No, nothing. I will not have grappa again.
Yeah,
I just
come
can't.
Here and relax.
It You're was so terrifying. Do you remember I got up to go walk to the girls' room?
I laughed, yes.
You did laugh. That was terrible.
I did.
But I didn't get upset because I didn't know. I don't know.
You didn't know. No one knew. I just, the look on your face, you know.
Yeah. I could feel the
Speaking
look on my face.
Though.
Yeah.
Have you seen the trailer for Jordan Peele's new movie that came out this weekend called Nope, N-O-P-E?
Okay, so this is how we're going to end this hour?
I would love to talk about the movie.
But it's
number one.
It's a horror film.
It's not
a horror film. You tell me this about their movies all the time. Come on.
And you haven't seen any of them. It's so of the three major films he has done in a row, Get Out being the first one, of course, that was a record-breaking global hit. It was hugely profitable. Then Us came out, opened to huge numbers, did really well, but in my opinion wasn't as good as Get Out. But still a strong film with great concepts. And now we have Nope, which is an alien movie that was advertised as being a horror film, but it's not. It wasn't scary at all, which I love, because, you know, I don't like horror films. I don't like blood and gore and all that stuff. I just can't do it. It's
I'm
not
sorry.
At all.
Hold on a minute. Is this my son?
It's not scary. And I loved it because it's interesting. I was never bored. It's 2 hours and 11 minutes long, and it's intriguing the entire time. I mean, obviously, it's a film that deals with these, you know, ranchers on a farm, who in this, as with all Jordan Peele's films, are African-American. And there's this alien ship. And this is in the trailer. They're very clear that this movie's going to deal with, you know, them when they train horses and they're out here in California and there's this ship out there. But it's interesting and beautiful at times. And the characters have such depth. Every character in the film has depth. All of their relationships and choices make sense. And it's less about what they say and more about what they don't say. The characters are intriguing and involving, and I really enjoyed it. It did not feel like a film that was over 2 hours long. I could barely get a seat in theaters today because every theater in L.A. that was showing it was sold out. So I think this one is going to stay in theaters for a good while as word of mouth spreads on this really fascinating film. I won't go into detail, so I don't want to give any spoilers, but just know it's not scary. It is very interesting, and you should definitely go see it if you're a fan, of Jordan Peele's films.
So the movie Soylent Green scared me.
Well, Soylent Green is far darker than this. If Soylent Green scared you, don't go see Get Out or Us. But this film, I think, is actually far more positive and less terrifying. So Soylent Green, personally, I find deeply dark and also just a poorly crafted film, but I saw it, you know, 30 years after it came out, so context is not really there. But I really, really didn't like that movie when I finally saw it. And actually, you and I talked about it when I finally saw it a few years ago.
Yeah. Okay, so the final thing we're going to talk about tonight, because I don't want to even think about Peele, is that his name?
What's Jordan Peele, yeah.
Yeah, him. Wow. And it was probably Peck. You said it was Peck, right?
It was sold out all over the city.
All over the city it was sold out.
Yes.
That's remarkable. Okay, so last thing I want to talk to you about is lottery tickets. I don't know if you've been paying attention, because I don't pay attention to lottery. I went into a gas station, the guy's in front of me, and he's going, you know, here in Minnesota, man, that's up to $686 million. And I'm going, what is he talking about? And so people were, they were coming in. I was like, wow, people are really buying these lottery tickets. Because, you know, you and I have not won in the past. And after a while, you want to hold on to your dollar or two. So are you buying lottery tickets?
You mean, did I buy 3 tickets on my way home an hour ago? Yeah.
Did you?
It's $790 million. I literally was like, oh, let me stop right there at that gas station and get myself a ticket. $790 million. Even if you have, you know, just 5 of the numbers, that's still over $1 million, I'm assuming. Yes, I most definitely purchased my ticket for the Mega Millions, which is drawing on Tuesday.
Wow. Geraldine, so that's the next time. Yes, sir.
I normally do not buy lottery tickets.
Uh-huh.
I bought one today.
Oh, there's there you go.
It's
was it because there was a need?
Wow. No need. I just was like, I have a little extra cash. I can spend it to see if I can get a lot of extra cash. So I put my hat in the ring.
So what would you do with it, John? Go ahead, Michael.
What at $790 million, if you take the cash one-time payout, it's $464.4 million estimated. So think about that number, $464 million all cash post-taxes. It'll take a little bit more off the top for income taxes, but still over $400 million cash. That's a staggering amount of money. And once it gets to these numbers, you know, people with really great jobs or people who don't feel like they would normally play the lottery to as like Jonathan, might say, you know what, let me go get one of those. It's $2, you buy a ticket, because it's just such a huge number. It's a fantasy, really.
See, wow. Here's the thing with this, though, and we really have to break. I would take the yearly sum. I would say for 20 years, pay me every year, pay me.
Well, after going through 2 recessions and maybe about to have a third, no, I'll take the lump sum. Because right. I don't trust that it's going to still be there in 20 years.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe it's time for us to stop. We have to pay some bills, Michael. But what a pleasure it has been. Jonathan, do we have time to come back with him, or is this
We'll
it?
See. We got it. We got a break now, though.
Okay, got a break. We'll be back. It is now 10:56 here at WCCO. It has been such a pleasure being here with you tonight. No matter what the fumbles were, the mistakes were, the joy is just being here with you. And thank you so much for taking the time to be with us, Jonathan Lowe, and to both of my producers, Chris Tubbs and Craig Schofer. Thank you. And of course, to my son, Michael Battle. Take care of yourself, honey. I hope to see you soon. Good night, everyone.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bob-a-pedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Welcome back, everyone. It is now 10:39. My goodness, how time is flying. This is the Mom and Michael Hour right here on WCCO Radio. It's the final hour from 7 to 11 p.m. And it's one of my, it is my favorite period. It is my favorite hour. I get a chance to visit with my son who is living in Los Angeles and working in Los Angeles as well. You guys are talking about this Beyonce song. I looked up all the lyrics. I did not listen to the song. And wow. Wow, I don't. It's, they must not be getting along.
It's fabulous, and I also checked when it came out. And to my earlier point of being behind the times with new songs because I've been so busy, it actually did come out on Juneteenth, and it is being hailed as the very anthem that I described earlier. I love it. I think the first time I heard it was a friend of mine online, shirtless, dancing in his apartment to this song, sweating out the stress, and I was like, oh. That's what I want to do. So, you know, it was just such a freeing video he posted of just him. It was almost like a praise dance to a pop song. And it very much, as I just, the article I just read, likened it to the, to like the 90s black and queer pop songs you'd hear in clubs, just sort of being free and being yourself and being unbroken by the world. And very much lives in that lineage, and I just love it. And her new album comes out in a couple of days, actually. So I'm just, oh, we need more of that. We need more of these escapes, these sonic releases from all the tensions and that come with our daily life and trying to be adults and follow it all. And it could truly and deeply be too much. So.
Yeah, I agree with that, Michael. And I'm hoping that you're sleeping well and all of that. Hey, let's talk a little bit about gas prices. Here in Minnesota, well, at least in the Twin Cities, the lowest I've seen is $4.45 for regular. And I'm just curious to know what you are seeing in California.
Oh, we're still above $6 here. But again, ours are always higher. It is going down in some places. So at least it's on the right track. I think last time I got a tank of gas, it was $6.40-something last weekend, but then I didn't leave the house all week. So, things, I mean, that's good and bad of working from home is, you know, you work a lot more, but I just haven't left all week long, so didn't have to use that much gas. But a lot of people do. They're driving into work, they're using that gas, they're paying for it. So, as I mentioned, I'm glad that it's going down as it should be.
Here's the thing that I've noticed. My car is not, or the gas in my car is not taking me as far as it used to. And I don't know if you're noticing that with your, when you're traveling, because gas doesn't last as long as it used to in my car for sure. I just have to say that over and over again. And I'm just curious to know if anybody else has experienced that. Jonathan, are you experiencing that?
I also don't think I'm the best person to ask because most days I'm working from home. And so I'm doing a lot of, if I'm doing trips, I'm doing a lot of short trips just to like the grocery store, to go to a restaurant, get some food.
Soul food.
We're not doing that again.
We're not.
We're trying to force a square peg into a round hole tonight, Geraldine. This is not happening tonight. It's not working. But in all seriousness, I have days or times where I'll park the car. And I may not leave that day, so I might not leave for a couple days. So I'm not commuting like I used to do.
So what
that
about
day,
you, Michael?
That week, that week, I literally did not leave the house. When I left the house yesterday afternoon, it was my first time leaving the house since the previous Sunday. So I'm also not a good example. I'm in this house staring at screen, working. I don't see a lot of humans besides Joey, but thank God he is here. So that said, you might just need to go to the car shop, because we drove to Palm Springs a few weeks ago, and it was great. I got great gas mileage. So it could just be a car thing.
It could be a labeled car thing. My car is a 2008. Your car is a what?
2015.
Yeah, see.
It's not that much newer.
Well, it's newer enough. I mean, you have Bluetooth.
That's true. But I don't. It's probably that prices are going in the right direction, which is great. That's not the thing I'm worried about right now. I'm worried about the potential recession, the maybe recession that we don't know if it's going to happen. And then now layoffs are moving into the tech sector, and it's like, okay, but then, and yet our job market is still insanely high. So it's just this weird dichotomy between people are still out and spending money, but maybe in different ways, but still doing it. Jobs are still out there, and people are still shifting around amongst companies. But what's going to happen? Is our belief that there might be a recession going to drive us into one? I don't know. I'm just trying to figure it out while still being able to go to brunch and have a good time.
Exactly. So here's the thing with me right now. I'm not sleeping as well as I was. You know, it's like all of a sudden I, you know, was tossing and turning. And when I get up in the morning, I look at the covers on my bed and I go, wow, what was I dreaming? What nightmare? It's been like that. And I'm not sleeping well. And I'd say 4 out of 7 days I sleep well. But the other 3 days are just not, you know, agreeing with my need for sleep. It's really quite strange. So I don't know, what do you take for something like that?
California. You just come to L.A. for a week, and you relax, and you go to the ocean. You have some of this glorious heat and weather we have here. It's a little dusty. It's not quite the same, but we'll go to brunch. We'll have a good time. You'll have some grappa, and that'll just, you'll sleep like a baby. We'll go to Tacone's, get that grappa. You'll be good to go.
Michael, I'll be sitting in that same chair after having grappa. I'll be there for a week. Nobody can take me out of the seat. Nobody can send me to the hospital. No, nothing. I will not have grappa again.
Yeah,
I just
come
can't.
Here and relax.
It was terrifying. Do you remember I got up to go walk to the girls' room?
I laughed, yes.
You did laugh. That was terrible.
I did.
I didn't get upset because I didn't know. I don't know.
You didn't know. No one knew. I just, the look on your face, you know.
Yeah. I could feel the
Speaking
look on
terrifying,
my face.
Though.
Yeah.
Have you seen the trailer for Jordan Peele's new movie that came out this weekend called Nope, N-O-P-E?
Okay, so this is how we're going to end this hour?
I would love to talk about the movie.
But
it's number one.
It's a horror film.
It's not a horror film.
You tell me this about their movies all the time. Come on.
And you haven't seen any of them. It's so of the three major films he has done in a row, Get Out being the first one, of course, that was a record-breaking global hit. It was hugely profitable. Then Us came out, opened to huge numbers, did really well, but in my opinion wasn't as good as Get Out. But still a strong film with great concepts. And now we have Nope, which is an alien movie that was advertised as being a horror film, but it's not. It wasn't scary at all, which I love, because, you know, I don't like horror films. I don't like blood and gore and all that stuff. I just can't do it. It's not at all.
Hold on a minute. Is this my son?
It's not scary. And I loved it because it's interesting. I was never bored. It's 2 hours and 11 minutes long, and it's intriguing the entire time. I mean, obviously, it's a film that deals with these ranchers on a farm, who in this, as with all Jordan Peele's films, are African-American. And there's this alien ship. And this is in the trailer. They're very clear that this movie's going to deal with, you know, them, and they train horses, and they're out here in California, and there's this ship out there. But it's interesting and beautiful at times, and the characters have such depth. Every character in the film has depth. All of their relationships and choices make sense, and it's less about what they say and more about what they don't say. The characters are intriguing and involving, and I really enjoyed it. It did not feel like a film that was over 2 hours long. I could barely get a seat in theaters today because every theater in L.A. that was showing it was sold out. So I think this one is going to stay in theaters for a good while as word of mouth spreads on this really fascinating film. I won't go into detail, so I don't want to give any spoilers, But just know it's not scary. It is very interesting, and you should definitely go see it if you're a fan of Jordan Peele's films.
So the movie Soylent Green scared me.
Well, Soylent Green is far darker than this. If Soylent Green scared you, don't go see Get Out or Us. But this film, I think, is actually far more positive and less terrifying. So Soylent Green, personally, I find deeply dark and also just a poorly crafted film. But I saw it, 30 years after it came out, so context is not really there. But I really, really didn't like that movie when I finally saw it. And actually, you and I talked about it when I finally saw it a few years ago.
Yeah. Okay, so the final thing we're going to talk about tonight, because I don't want to even think about Peele, is that his name?
What's Jordan Peele, yeah.
Yeah, him. Wow. And it was probably packed. You said it was packed, right?
It was sold out all over the city.
All over the city it was sold out.
Yes.
That's remarkable. Okay, so last thing I want to talk to you about is lottery tickets. I don't know if you've been paying attention, because I don't pay attention to lottery. I went into a gas station, the guy's in front of me, and he's going, here in Minnesota, man, that's up to $686 million. And I'm going, what is he talking about? And so people were coming in. I was like, wow, people are really buying these lottery tickets, because, you and I have not won in the past. And after a while, you want to hold on to your dollar or two. So are you buying lottery tickets?
You mean, did I buy 3 tickets on my way home an hour ago? Yeah.
Did you?
It's $790 million. I literally was like, oh, let me stop right there at that gas station and get myself a ticket. $790 million. Even if you have, just 5 of the numbers, that's still over $1 million, I'm assuming. Yes, I most definitely purchased my ticket for the Mega Millions, which is drawing on Tuesday.
Wow. Geraldine, so that's the next time. Yes, sir.
I normally do not buy lottery tickets.
Uh-huh.
I bought one today.
Oh, there's a there you go.
Was it because there was a need?
Wow. No need. I just was like, I have a little extra cash. I can spend it to see if I can get a lot of extra cash. So I put my hat in the ring.
What would you do with it, Janet? Go ahead, Michael.
What, at $790 million, if you take the cash one-time payout, it's $464.4 million estimated. So think about that number, $464 million all cash post-taxes. It'll take a little bit more off the top for income taxes, but still over $400 million cash. That's a staggering amount of money. And once it gets to these numbers, people with really great jobs, or people who don't feel like they would normally play the lottery, like Jonathan, might say, let me go get one of those. It's $2, you buy a ticket, because it's just such a huge number. It's a fantasy, really.
See, wow. Here's the thing with this, though, and we really have to break. I would take the yearly sum. I would say for 20 years, pay me every year, pay me.
Well, after going through 2 recessions and maybe about to have a third, no, I'll take the lump sum, because I don't trust that it's going to still be there in 20 years.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe it's time for us to stop. We have to pay some bills, Michael. But what a pleasure it has been. Jonathan, do we have time to come back with him, or is this
We'll see. We got a break now, though.
Okay, got a break. We'll be back. It is now 10:56 here at WCCO. It has been such a pleasure being here with you tonight. No matter what the fumbles were, the mistakes were, the joy is just being here with you. And thank you so much for taking the time to be with us, Jonathan Lowe, and to both of my producers, Chris Tubbs and Craig Schofer. Thank you. And, of course, to my son, Michael Battle. Take care of yourself, honey. I hope to see you soon. Good night, everyone.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla. of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.